What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike. I'm back.
He's back from Mardi Gras.
I made it back, dude.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. I lost my job, went to Mardi Gras.
You had a real roller coaster of a week.
I mean, it was about as expected, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the Clippers held it down where you were gone, kind of.
About 50%.
Yeah, about half.
So we're going to be kicking things off with a preview of what I hope is another hold down.
Let's hope.
The Clippers taking on the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
As of the time we're recording this, which is, I don't know what day of the week or date.
Yeah, you're on Mardi Gras today. It's Tuesday night.
But no injuries.
No injuries as of
Tuesday night. My fingers are deeply crossed. So we're going to get into what we need to do well in that one, as well as some things that could go wrong. Look at a couple of key matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Some spicy matchups. and then we got a What You Say Wednesday for you. Charles put out a poll, which seems very apt after a handed victory last night.
For sure. There were some good answers on this one. I was surprised with the outcome a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, it seems like people are a little bit more settled with where the Clippers are at than they were when I left.
Yeah, hey man.
Sometimes you go on vacation and all your problems just go away.
Yeah, they just disappear. You come back, everything's fine.
Oh, that's sweeping it under the rug, baby. and then we're going to wrap things up with some shavings. We got to talk about some possible secondary lineups, as well as a great throwback question.
Yeah, we want to see some certain throwbacks. Didn't mention this off top. Welcome to Locked On Clippers.
Yeah, part of Locked On NBA Network.
I'm Positive Chuck Michael. This is William the Opinion Updike.
Sorry, I launched into my whole thing.
You were psyched up,
I was
dude.
Pent up.
Yeah, if this is your first...
pent up.
I feel bad if people started listening like 3 episodes ago, and they're like, wow, this one guy keeps talking about how there's this other host, but... just haven't heard him yet.
that would be a really funny long con.
If you just never, that would be a good time. All right, let's get into this Clippers Suns preview. We have no injuries.
Yes.
Which, wow.
Yes.
2 games in a row.
the clouds have parted. Sun is shining
down.
Someone
on Twitter was like, I can't believe this is news at this point, but this is where we're at.
and don't it feel good?
And doesn't it feel good? But this is a test. Like, the Suns come in, they got a big win over the Jazz.
Yeah.
Devin Booker didn't play last time.
Yeah, so last time when we dumped on the Suns back in...
what, 20?
Yeah, it was 99-120. This was back like mid-December, so ages ago.
Oh, yeah. Pre-Mardi Gras.
Pre-Mardi Gras, pre-Marcus Morris.
Pre-a lot of stuff.
Pre-Reg, you know? It was all top shelf
then. Yeah, all top shelf then. So here's this crazy thing about the Suns. They've started using... they have the starting lineup of Rubio, Oubre, Booker, Bridges, and Ayton, which in 226 minutes has a plus-minus rating of plus 20.
Whew.
So the starters are going to have to be good. The defensive rating for this lineup is 101, which I don't think that will hold against us. Just something tells me. But the starters are going to have to be good.
Yeah.
Which I feel like goes into what we need to do well, which is carry that momentum over from Monday.
Man, that'd be nice. It was great to just see things all kind of clicking.
Yes. From the jump.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Definitely.
The rotations were on point. Keeping them from having faith early on their home court is going to be, that's kind of the Clippers test, I feel like.
You know... it's weird, but I guess I feel like I have a little bit more faith sometimes in these road games.
Hey, with everyone healthy,
I'm
fully on board with that.
It's like, I don't know. You know, maybe they get too set into having their lunch at home.
Yeah, maybe, they want it to get spiced up. Because we've done so well at 12:30 games so far. I hope the turnovers are under control and there's not any like defensive disputes.
Disputes?
You know what I mean? Like someone misses someone back door.
Oh,
I don't
want to
see a lot of the, like, you got to be checking those things early.
Totally. I'd like to see, maybe it's asking for a bit much, but I'd like to see maybe Paul George be back in a little bit of rhythm.
Yes. Second game back, maybe not facing the toughest test defensively the whole game.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. How did you think he looked in the game against Memphis?
Ass.
Oh, whoa. Dude, Mardi Gras Will is out of control. I mean, He looked good early.
Yeah. I think at one point I might have yelled, is Marcus Morris better than Paul George?
Oh, come on.
And then, you know, I was ripping beads off my body.
And then they threw you out of the bar.
I was ripping beads off my body.
He said, sir, you can't be talking crazy in here. No.
I was drunk on crawfish.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I'd like to see Paul George into a rhythm too. I want to see it really defensively. Offensively, I'm like, you're fine. I'm much less worried about that.
It's just getting that rhythm. I know. Yeah, it's a hefty ass to ask for a game two back.
Second game back.
But just seeing him, looking like himself. I mean, he did have that great dunk. But
yeah, it took him a couple steps to get there. more deflections and hands in the passing lanes. We just played the number one team in assists, and now we're playing the number two team in assists per game. We crushed it on Monday. We need to just stop Rubio from dictating the Suns. The thing that hurts, though, is that Booker can also hit pull-up threes, which are kind of like, you know, if Bev's not on the person who's taking a pull-up three.
They have some more spacers. They have a little bit of size in there. I think that's a good... Do you think that we maybe get a little bit more aggressive on Rubio? Just force him to score.
I think Bev will be. Yeah. Because, I mean, it was crazy to see, because they put Kawhi and Paul George for a little bit on Ja Morant in the Monday game, which worked great.
Yeah.
But, like, the Suns don't have a ball handler like that, like, who can also score like that. Like, Devin Booker can score, but he can't handle the ball as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The Booker at point experiment never really.
It's not going to work. And if Rubio's really on the court, they're not going to use it. But yeah, I would like to be physical with Rubio, or just be like try and beat us, Ricky Rubio.
What else do you think we need to do to win this one?
Assert dominance on the glass.
Love it.
I know, this is a classic. The Suns are 22nd in total rebounds. Ayton accounts for 12 of the 43 rebounds a game they get, and Oubre's at 6.5. So some early Zoo assertiveness is going to be nice. And then Bev battling Oubre for those like guard boards.
Okay.
Is going to be key.
Definitely.
And some Jermichael Green boards would be timely as hell.
What's the hats with Baines?
I don't know. I think he's just fallen off a cliff.
Gotcha.
I admittedly don't watch a lot of Suns games.
I think he's had some... I know that he's had some injury
issues. His shooting
has
gone horribly wrong.
I know that he's had some injury issues. So do you think that we get to see some more Zoom minutes in this one?
Absolutely not.
Especially against that smaller lineup that you listed at the top?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's like I really don't. I want to see it. I mean, we didn't see any Trez fourth quarter minutes on Monday, but that's because we were up by, you know, a boatload of points. So I don't know. What could go wrong in this game? There's a couple things. We get lulled into that ISO play, which is something that can go wrong. We put up 30 plus assists last time we played, which is something that should happen more often.
I just
like we're capable of that.
I do agree with you on this. Like, it's want to keep that ball movement, want to help get guys like have heads up, like. I think building chemistry, like the best way to do it is to just fucking go for it, man.
Just pass the ball.
Just pass the ball. See what happens.
Just pass the ball a bunch.
And I don't see the Suns defensively bringing a challenge that would be like in a one-on-one scenario where.
Yeah. Oubre's the only. Like, Oubre can play Kawhi pretty well.
Yeah, he's got the tools for sure.
But that's one. And then there's still Paul George. There's still more. Like, yeah. I totally.
Bridges will be good. He'll be good on the perimeter, I think, kind of keeping guys from easy open shots. But
I'd like to
see that assist number up there for sure.
Yeah, like it can be up there. Morris's shot selection was great in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not on point with the starters earlier, there might be some disjointedness.
What did you think of the first, like, Paul George Morris minutes? Do you think those two are going to struggle together to share the court?
A lot of people on Twitter were saying that they were bummed because they felt that the ball stuck with Paul George when he got it last game. Which I was kind of like, oh, okay.
I
think it's because he missed a bunch of shots.
I kind of felt that at times. Like, he was kind of dribbling out. And then, I mean,
Morris had a great game. I'm not saying this is indicative of, like, of the other thing or whatever, but like,
no, this
Morris
is one
had,
game.
I also think Morris had he had such a good game.
Yeah,
like from a Morris perspective,
he's also been healthy. He's been healthy all season. He's been carrying.
People have been hard on PG, dude.
He's been carrying a very heavy scoring load, like heavier than
he had to play for the Knicks.
Yeah, heavier than even Paul George had to carry Kawhi-less. Really, like,
yeah.
For a sustained period of time.
But Paul George, like, I don't know. It's gonna take some getting used to. They've been watching more film.
Yeah,
which I think has been good.
Yeah.
Despite Doc saying he needs more full practices, whatever we want after the film session.
I'm saying, what's the dribble cutoff for these guys? Like, I'm thinking if it's five dribbles or more, it should be, yeah, or it should be in Paul George's hands.
Yeah,
if it's five dribbles or less, I'm fine with Morris doing his thing, dude. You want to cook.
He was, I don't know, they were drawing stuff up for him. I hope the shot selection is there for sure. The only one of the big things that can go wrong in this game is just letting a team who might not have any business being in this game get in early.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We cannot play down. And we can't,
because their starting lineup is good.
It is. If this team gets hot, like on a hot shooting streak early, like, it's going to be a long freaking night.
Yeah, man. I don't want it to be. Some key matchups. Big one for me. Zubats versus Ayton. We need the best possible 20 minutes out of Zubats. And I say that with no, like, that we literally do, because that's what he's going to get.
Yeah.
And
Ayton does sometimes have trouble against bigger dudes.
A lot of people have trouble against Zoo specifically. Ayton himself, 4 of 12 last time against Zoo. 6 of 8 against everyone else possible, or combined. So it's possible. Zoo can stifle him at least.
Yeah.
On defense. Zubats had 12 points, but most of that was getting the mismatch against Sark. So, like, if Zoo is in that, like, anything over 8 points would be great if he also has 8-plus boards and is challenging at the rim.
Wow, you're not even hoping for a double-double in 20 minutes.
No, not against Ayton.
That's fair.
And no, I can't, because Zoo's also going to get a couple fouls. Like, Zoo is
definitely.
Zoo needs to split up Trez's time. He doesn't need to, like, take his minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like, both of those things can be true. But Zoo does do a bunch of bad fouls every now and then.
For sure.
Which is holding him back. What's another key matchup we got?
I'm interested in this bench versus bench. Reggie versus Fit versus himself. I'd like to see how this is all going to click in this second unit.
Yeah. Good second unit to get practice against.
We're going to talk about second units a little bit more in the last segment today, but... Yeah, I'm curious to see. There was one really nice assist Reggie had to Lou Will when Lou Will was playing off ball.
Yeah.
For a great uncontested three.
Uh-huh. Having that actual more of a point guard out there makes the second unit offensively look way better.
Yeah. So I'm curious to just see, not expecting anything major, but just progress.
Yeah. How many games are you giving Reggie before you want it to kind of be settled?
I don't know. It's been two, man. I don't know. It's really still kind of hard for me to tell.
Six? Just because it's a truncated time.
Well, my thing is, you're only giving him 6 games?
I'm just going to be like, oh, I hope it's done by then. Like, that's kind of what I'm expecting it.
I'm not even going to start to be too critical until I'm giving him 5 more games with Paul George and Pat healthy.
I like that. Because
so far, he's even split starting.
He had a start, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, like, I just don't feel like that's really, like...
Yeah, you know what? I'm being too hard on him.
I can't really evaluate it.
I've already evaluated it. I got Kawhi versus Booker.
Okay.
Doc said now it's time for Kawhi to be able to get put on the other team's number one, which I still feel like is...
Now it's time.
I feel like that's flying under the radar for quote of the year so far.
Yeah.
Like, this, that's a fired up... That's going to be used in the montage at the end of the season.
Yeah.
When all the good things happen.
That, and then going, now it's time. What was the Doc Reggie quote? Hey, he struggled a bit.
Yeah.
Looked like he struggled a bit.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I have to assume there's going to be some helping, but I think Kawhi will be on book to start this one out, I think. Offense looking at Kawhi, yeah, all day. Give me Kawhi and Paul George against this Suns defense all day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's your prediction for this game?
I'd love to keep this one close again. I don't think we're gonna keep the Suns under 100 points at home. I'm going 109-121 Clips.
Whoa. Okay. coming back psyched up for Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Still living off those hand grenades or whatever the hell you were drinking. I think Clips get this one. I also, way too early prediction, think we maybe get a nice one against 76ers after this. The Nuggets. Get the Nuggets after this. I like the Clippers in this one. I think it's going to be like, I think it's going to be a little lower scoring from our standpoint.
Okay.
I think it might be like 115-102 Clips.
115-102 Clips.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We'll see what happens. Let us know what you think is going to happen. I would not take the over. I'm not sure what it is. We'll tweet it out tomorrow or something. Coming back for this.
What's your line for this?
My line for this would be Clippers.
Plus 12? Plus 10.
Yeah.
Plus 15?
No.
No. All right, plus 10 is the line. From
I'm not saying it. Coming after this.
He'll take your bets.
We have Venmo. I will not. I don't have enough muscle to do that. Coming after this, we have a classic What You Say Wednesday poll discussion. All right.
What you say?
Hey, What You Say Wednesday. Put this out on Twitter every Tuesday. Also, last segment you were saying plus 12. It should be minus 12.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Don't want people to turn it off right after this and then bet plus 12. You're like, wow, I can't believe I thought the
Clippers. Your Venmo's just blowing up.
I can't believe I thought the Clippers were going to lose. Dude, this guy's going to owe me a bunch of money. The question on this What You Say Wednesday poll, after seeing the team play with a full roster, did some of your previous concerns about the Clippers' chances alleviate? 342 votes. With 72% of the vote, yes gets the win. Their concerns were alleviated. 28%, second place, believe it or not, no.
So,
there were some great
I feel like you're a little vague in this, too. What do you mean by chances?
I mean, at the championship.
Wow. All right.
Of course that's what that means.
All right.
What else would it mean?
It's just so specific to one thing.
Come on. They know what it was. I will say the best answer I got. What's your answer so far after seeing that game? Did some of your... Some... is the key word.
I mean, are some of my concerns about chemistry alleviated? Yes.
There you go, great.
Has it changed my concerns about our chances of a championship?
That fits in. That 100% is connected.
I think those are two different questions.
I don't think so at all. How is chemistry not related?
One is just one very specific goal. Like with one very specific end.
But of course, that's been the whole goal of the whole season. It's not like the goals have changed.
To that end goal, I must say no. Nothing has been alleviated in that sense.
That's fair. You would be with 28%. There were some good responses.
But my chemistry concerns are alleviated.
I'm surprised you had chemistry concerns in the first place. Tell you that, they're bowling together. Ross L., he said, with some being the operative word, I voted yes. If Trez and Lou are more complimentary to the team as a whole and play fewer minutes when fully healthy, I like it. This question was designed for a little more conversation as well. I like Ross's take. Mr. Bandito, great Twitter handle. I said yes, even though I acknowledge there have been several losses due to sloppy/inconsistent play. My biggest worry going forward is health for players I wasn't expecting to worry about. Just do whatever you need to do to avoid further injuries. I like this kind of
take. I love this.
This is I like this one the best. A bunch of people said health. Davey Neubauer, my biggest concern was alleviated in one sense, defense, but not in another because I need to see it consistently. And then M. Jones, who I saw at the airport. Did I tell you that?
You did not.
I saw M. Jones at the airport. We said what's up. It was cool. Talked Clips.
What was the fit?
He was wearing like outerwear.
Nice.
It was a good fit.
Outerwear inside. I dig it.
Dude, I'm all outerwear anywhere. He said no, since health is my only concern. That game last night kind of proves it. So health and the defense were kind of both the biggest, like, we just want to see it more consistently.
Interesting.
And then our concerns will be alleviated. Which, I mean, yeah, I agree. I think Mr. Bandito had the best point.
Yeah.
It's a sentence I've never said before in my life and probably will never again, but...
I mean, health is just a tricky one.
It's our biggest enemy.
Just because I don't know. At least from my standpoint, there's no way to really alleviate that concern until we're done, you know?
I think I tweeted that to somebody. I was like, dude, I'm not going to be chill about health until the final whistle of the final game.
You just really cannot be.
I'm worried Doc's going to twist an ankle.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Dude, can you imagine Doc on the little scooter with one knee up trying to... argue a call, trying to get out as far as possible after a timeout.
I hope he has an intern like wheel him around in a wheelchair.
I do. I think the people who voted yes, because I would have voted yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it felt like, I'm not going to say that the performance was a revelation, but the levels at which we saw the team kind of ratcheted up and like tightening the screws and all of that stuff. Felt a little like an epiphany of like, oh, damn it. Like, Sabrina Merchant had a great tweet. She was like, and this is why I don't worry about the Clippers.
Yeah. And I like what Ross L said, too, with like some, with some being the operative word.
Exactly. Ross L got the question.
You definitely, I don't know how things couldn't be alleviated to a certain degree.
The 28%, it was like, all right, most people are upset at Trez's minutes length.
Man, I don't know if that's going to change. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if that's going to change. We talked about that.
So Joe Morgan and Sabrina Merchant, again, were on the stream after the game on Saturday because Trez came in with 5 minutes left in the third and stayed in the rest of the game. And it's this thing of like, I don't think Trez needs less minutes.
No, I don't think anyone is saying that.
Keep the minutes the same.
No one is saying. I don't think anyone at this point is arguing that.
Just give the man a break.
Yes.
I feel like Seinfeld.
It's just comical at this point.
17 minutes?
it's comical.
And it's like, that's where some of the concerns come from. Because I think people also were like, their concerns weren't alleviated because they just want to see maybe.
Well, it ties into the injury concern.
It also ties into some lineup stuff, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. But like, I think Lewis Keene had this tweet where he was like, Marcus Morris is Jamichael Green erasure, which is really funny to think about because it does kind of feel like that. Like, it's just crazy to see, because we're going to see some small fives.
Yeah.
Shooting small fives.
Yeah.
Because it's a small five when Trez is out there. But we're going to see some shooting small fives. So I think my like big title concerns, if we want to put it in those separate things, would be feel more comfortable when we see that more kind of consistent shooting small five lineup.
You're talking about with Morris at the five.
Or Jamichael at the five. Anyone who can shoot at the five. Patterson at the five.
Man, Patterson looked pretty good in those minutes.
I was talking with someone on Twitter. I said this in the last episode. Does Patterson, other than Paul George, have the second nicest looking shot on the Clips? His release is crazy, dude. It's so fast.
I don't know about second nicest, but it
who's
it
behind him?
Definitely.
I mean, Shamit.
Yeah.
But like, other than Shamit and Paul George, Patterson might have the best stroke on the team.
Not Lou Will?
I think Patterson, it's just like, I don't know.
It's just more textbook.
We're talking straight shot. We're obviously like falling left, shooting
right. Yeah. No, that's fair. I can see what you're saying. You like the form?
Like the form. Let us know what you think about this poll. Let us know what you think about Patterson's form. We're not talking his social media form. We're not going to talk about that on this podcast. It's garbage. Coming up after this, we got shavings and some lineup talk. But first, Will, say I had a business.
You don't? You know you can get a business license for $39, right?
I got to get an people are locked on Clips, but won't lock on an LLC. What could I do to advertise my business?
So if you have been a listener of this podcast, or you do own a business, I'm sure you've heard of all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans, but you may not know that Locked On Clippers is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Clippers fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners, not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Clippers fans, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local business. Text the word advertising 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success.
Woo.
Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, welcome to Shavings.
Hey.
Good times. Talking some secondary lineup talk. Got one sent to us on Twitter, which was interesting, but I had a couple on here. What do you think of this? We're just throwing things out right now, seeing what sticks. Reggie, Lou, Sham, Green, Trez. That's our current bench lineup.
Uh-huh.
Just what do you think as a whole going forward? We haven't had a chance to discuss it. How did you like it?
the potential to me is all over the place. It's like, is there.
Yeah.
I guess defensively, I don't know that it's really
not
improved.
No. I don't know. No, I don't know if it's improved. What I like about it is that I think the point guard competency is so much better because it's a true point.
Yeah.
That as a whole makes it better.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. What do you... I just want to go off topic for 1 second because I do want to talk about this more, but what are you even thinking of these coffee minutes kind of coming in early? Is he just kind of next up on like...
He's the new Mo,
in like the
I
third
think.
Wave he's off like, the bench?
He's like Diet Mo, I guess.
But Mo started.
No, I know. That's why he's Diet Mo. Gotcha. He's not new Mo.
He's Mo Zero.
Not even that. He's that OK Cola that came out in like the 90s. Look that up, advertising people. OK Cola. It failed miserably because their whole pitch was that it was just okay. No, I think he just comes in to kind of have some energetic defense. I'm here for it.
I like it.
It makes no sense. We've talked about how it's absurd that he's the biggest beneficiary of this trade.
Yeah, definitely.
Coffee's getting looks before Jermichael Green. It doesn't make any sense.
Anyways, though, going back to this secondary lineup of Reggie Lou, Sham, Green, Trez, I like the ball handling ability of either Reg or Lou.
It makes it so that Sham doesn't have to do any ball handling.
I think taking some of that pressure off is going to be really, really good for him.
Hell yes.
It's just keep him confident, keep him doing what he's good at. I just hope that they're able to all integrate in a way where they can still get that motion. Because, I mean, Shaman is going to work best off of, I just feel like,
he's gonna work
like
best
set yeah. plays, set actions.
For sure.
I don't really know.
He's not creating his own shot very much.
He's not creating his own shot very much. I don't know.
He can. That's not to say he can't do that.
Yeah. I like him as a threat in the pick and roll. I just don't know how realistic that option is all the time. Like, if they're really
his passing's not a big enough threat for it to be, like, that big of an option. Especially with these two guys out there.
Yeah.
Reggie and Lou. I really like... Now we're just kind of getting the closing lineups. Ryan Cordero sent us one.
Okay.
Which I love. I think a bunch of people are going to like this one. Lou, Sham, PG, Kawhi, Morris.
Lou, Sham,
yeah.
Kawhi, PG, Morris?
Some people are saying swap Bev, because that's kind of what I would do, depending the score. But even so, like, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having Sham, Kawhi, and PG is like, I guess we need more of the true point, so I guess maybe Bev, or maybe even Reggie if things are going super weird, to take the ball handling away from Sham, but even with Sham as the quote-unquote two, I don't think he'd be handling the ball.
Well, because you can still run so much through Paul George or Kawhi.
Yeah.
I think this makes sense, having the most shooters out there on the floor.
Because they ran at the end of the first of that Grizzlies game.
Do you worry...
Which I think Doc was trying out for a future time.
Do you worry, though, with Lou in the starting lineup and it being undersized in the front court? Marginally, not even by a large amount, but
yeah.
Do you think that defensively limits
against a big team for sure? Like against like Denver, who has like a 7-footer on the bench,
or the Lakers?
Yeah, for sure. But I also think it could maybe break the Lakers.
Okay,
because we play the Lakers really physically though.
Yeah,
like that's how you beat AD.
Yeah,
is you play physical. This is kind of for like, say we see the Rockets in the second round.
Okay.
Which is a possibility.
Yeah.
And
you still like Lou in that closing lineup over Bev.
I think I like Bev against like the Rockets specifically.
I gotta agree.
The defense. Like I just, at this point with how much good offense we've had, I'm like, let's get Lou off the floor in the last 2 minutes if we're like only up 3 or 4 or something like that. Like it's fine.
I'm gonna say for sure it's like it's almost a case by case, I guess, with this,
yeah.
What you want to do with that. But both Lou and Sham, if they're not both,
they can't really be out there together.
If they're not both hitting, I yeah. guess I don't necessarily love those guys in a cleaning line. However, if they're both on fire, or like even one of the two is, I'd say roll with it, man.
Or they're just
Or
they're just feeling it with themselves. Because I think Lou hit Sham with a no-look pass to cap off the 40-point first against the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So, like, if Lou and Sham, the dream is that Lou and Sham are in a competition with each other and they're both hot from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
And it's just a Lou and Sham heat check competition. That's the pinnacle. Like, that would be some fun basketball to watch. I'm not sure when Doc's going to experiment with these. I think we saw him doing it in that Grizzlies game to kind of see what's kind of working and whatnot. But I think this is going to be like a really, like, we're going to ride the hot hand.
Yeah, totally.
Like, if it's working, it's working. We're going to ride it out in the playoffs. And then hopefully, if when it stops working, he'll be able to stop it.
So we've tempered our expectations on what the sliding lineup that we kind of talked about was.
Been sliding. Or tripping. I feel like it's just been tripping over its own feet because of injuries.
A lot of it's been because of injuries. But with, and I'm like knocking on every piece of wood writing, with a fully healthy roster, is this where we could finally see this sliding lineup? Because I don't think that it's in the starters. We've talked about that a lot. I think that really a lot of these lineups are pretty set. But I do think that a closing lineup is still
something
somewhere where there's some experimentation to be had.
I think we'll see it. I don't know. I think he knows what he wants it to be.
Yeah. And you think that it's one thing?
Yeah, because it's Doc.
All
right.
Yeah,
you know what
fair.
I mean?
Like, that's fair.
But again, we haven't had continuity, so I don't. No, we have a whole new... I mean, Reggie's not going to be part of it, but Morris might be part of it.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous because I feel like it's an opportunity for Doc to maybe do something kind of lunatic, but we'll see. One last thing in the shavings thing. I was texting with friend of the pod, Carl Tart. Shout out, Carl Tart. Do we think that Ballmer is purposely avoiding releasing throwbacks and stuff from when Sterling on the team? The Lob City jersey would be sick. Like, the blue Los Angeles would be cool. The San Diego stuff, because he owned the team back then, which Carl also pointed out. It's just been an interesting... I'm not, like...
I think it makes sense.
If you just look at the patterns. I know they're trying to, like... But it still was, like, Lob City basketball was a key moment. I mean, that's how we got here.
I know. Still too soon, though, I feel like.
Well, okay.
I feel like still maybe a little bit too soon. But I do like...
You think it's a too soon thing, not a Donald Sterling thing?
I think it's both, for sure. I think it's too soon since Donald Sterling, to be perfectly honest, still.
To release a throwback from the team?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not even a San Diego one?
They've
already done that.
They have already done it with, like, the nautical.
Yeah.
Yeah. The San Diego one feels a little bit more realistic, but, man,
So the jerseys are banned?
I'm not saying the jerseys are banned, but I can see
it. I know they
it.
Took them off. I understand. Like, I know
I can
that.
See it from a marketing standpoint or, like, a rebranding standpoint that you're not eager to, like...
Well, no, obviously it's not going to be the rebrand.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does look a little too much like the team across the hall in terms of font and everything, but it's just interesting. They do have the giveaway hats. The San Diego hats. The, like, torn up hats. Remember those?
I do. Pre-distressed.
Those probably, they were like, should we put a bottle opener on these? They were like, we can't put a bottle opener on the hats.
Pre-distressed, man.
Bottle opener on the hat is one of my favorite white trash things.
I don't know why.
You just got to crack it and you can drink it. You never had a good hat with a bottle opener?
No, never.
Had a couple golf hats with it. Too many magnets in those because there's a magnet for your ball marker.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is sometimes your bottle cap.
Gotcha.
Good times golfing. When you're golfing in the West. Anything else in the shavings?
No.
How's it feel being back? First day back in the booth?
It feels fine.
Damn. Well, glad you're back. Kidding.
It feels great. I'm really glad to be back.
Thursday's episode, we're going to recap this hopeful victory over the Suns. God, I hate these Suns. We're doing Hot Take Thursday.
That's right.
As we're doing. Tell you one thing. Will usually edits the podcast. Real pain in the ass last time we had to do this. Took me longer than it usually takes to produce a podcast. We're doing Hot Take Thursday. You can leave those at 213-986-7354. We already got one. It's a doozy. And then, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland.
Don't forget to call in 213-986-7354. Give us your hot take.
Give us your hot takes. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Cast, Google Pods.
Yeah.
Sony Pods.
Frugal Pods.
Way cheaper than the regular pod. Pod for less. You have to get like 30 pods.
You have to get all
really good butcher, though, Pods for Less. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Update. Appreciate you.